All right, real quick, guys, before we start today's show, you should head over to podcastmerch.com and grab a brand new Real Ass Podcast t-shirt or hoodie. We have our special limited edition cartoon shirts, including the Beavis and Butthead shirt, the Tom and Jerry shirt, and Ninja Turtle shirt. They're limited edition just for the month of April, so grab them and they will ship out on May 1st. Podcastmerch.com. Okay, so let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
We interrupt our program at the request of the white. It is important that you listen carefully to the station for further information.
You're never been at the skate fest, right?
This is a dangerous group.
Outro. Why not the outro, guys? God damn it. God damn it.
Now it's black.
Can they hear me at least?
Dude, that would have been so, if you had nailed the landing on that, it would have been so exciting.
Oh, so close, Natalie. So close.
I'll take full responsibility for that one.
It's okay. Shout out to everyone for being here. It is Monday. What's going on, baby boys? Yeah, that was the Skankfest trailer that just dropped. Just announced about 60 or 70% of the performers that are going to be at Skankfest. A bunch that we can't announce yet. A bunch that we're going to be announcing over the next few weeks and months. A bunch that we haven't even booked yet. A bunch of people that we're waiting on confirmation for. But it is by far the craziest fucking Skankfest that we've ever had, and I'm very, very excited. So get your tickets tomorrow if you guys are watching live. That is April 12th, 12 noon Eastern, skankfest.net. Anyway, it's a Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I am the point guard of podcasting, the king of things, as always, with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
How you doing, brother?
Chilling, dude.
Good morning, good morning.
Very nice to have two incredible guests. As always, Shane Torres is here, the No Accounting for Taste podcast.
Yeah, dropped today.
Shane, fuck yeah, dude. New podcast?
Yeah, me and Kanane. So.
Love it. Kanane's great, dude. Yeah, so funny. Yeah, so funny. Yeah. Good for
he's
you.
He's doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
Good. Yeah. Shane's showing up. That's all
yeah,
it
yeah,
needs.
That's like I'm more of a face.
You know? It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, no. You and I get it. Yeah.
And wait a minute. Hold on. Here's what's going on. The intro is starting again right now. I'm watching the live stream. What's going on here?
The stream is at a slight delay.
No. That's not true.
It's fine here.
Yeah.
The stream's at a slight delay. No,
maybe refresh your screen. I'm watching.
Oh, did
it.
I accidentally rewind it?
Maybe. I'm watching it. It's good.
That was fucking crazy. I freaked out there for a second. And also, late again with guests. Zen. Anthony Zenhauser is here.
Hey,
what's up, kid?
What's going on, guys?
Very happy to be back in the show, dog.
That excited to be here as always.
Hell yeah, dude. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you guys are not already subscribed to Gas Digital, please subscribe. Use that promo code REP. Get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to all the shows, the on-demand libraries, plus access to the Racist Live Chat, which is bumping right now. So I will be interacting with the Racist Live Chat all throughout the show. And look, no one's safe. I don't filter these messages. I just read the first thing that I read, right? So boom, right there. Zach looking cute today, says Ruin.
Thank you.
That's so racist.
Yeah.
You're racist.
Finding me attractive is racist.
James Bond.
It's definitely a type.
James Bond says Scamfest, fucking loser moron faggot dumbass Lewis.
That's more what we want. Yeah.
Your listeners are so well read.
That dude already bought his ticket, that fucking poser. What a liar.
What a bitch. Yeah, look, we have a lot going on today on the show. It's going to be fun. So let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's do it. And let's just start our fucking Monday right. What do you got to plug besides your new podcast?
New podcast, No Accounting for Dates, dropped today on All Things Comedy. Tour date shit is comedian.com. I'll be at Punchline in San Francisco this weekend.
Sick.
And then doing dates with Bert at the end of the month through Colorado. And then opening for Jawbreaker in Atlanta and Nashville.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Anthony Zanhauser.
Yeah, you can catch me in May from the 19th to the 21st. I'll be with Shuley Egger from the Howard Stern Show, now from the Shuley Show. We're going to be doing New York, Atlantic City, and I believe Pennsylvania.
Okay, Zach Amico.
Just Instagram, Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show. And if you're in New York City, I got a movie out. It's at Film Noir Cinema in Brooklyn for the rest of the week. Check it out. It's called Hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm. And I'll be screening more coming up.
Let's see. What else is going on here? We have some live stuff this weekend, this Friday, Saturday night. Me, Robert Kelly, and the great Rich Voss. We're going to be doing shows at the Seneca Falls Casino up in Niagara Falls in New York, so come out and support that. Then me and Zach Amico with Ian Fidance at the Stress Factory next weekend, night only, April 22nd. What a show.
That'll be a blast, yeah.
It's going to be so much fun, so come out and get those tickets because those will probably sell out. And then April 28th, I'll be in Chicago at Zany's. May 5th, 6th, and 7th, Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, it's just there.
June 3rd. I'll be in Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas. Ontario, California is coming up. American Comedy Company in San Diego is coming up. Soul Joel's new club is coming up. Albany, New York is coming up. Kansas City, Missouri is coming up. Lots more dates coming up. I know that me and Aaron Berg, we didn't officially announce it yet, but we are going on tour together for, looks like July, August, and September, doing a bunch of co-headlining dates. We're kicking it off at the Creek and Cave at down in Austin, July 4th weekend. So grab tickets for that. They'll be up very, very soon. The Offend Everyone tour with myself and the great Aaron Berg. So grab tickets for all those shows and more. And subscribe to Gas Digital. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/prayerrattlesnake. Obviously, get your Skankfest tickets tomorrow. They should sell out very quick. If you guys follow me on Twitch, I'm giving away Skankfest tickets all the time on Twitch. Okay? It's probably the only way to get them at this point. I'll say you should go sign up for the Yo Kratom mailing list as well. I think if you go, or if you purchase something from Yo Kratom, they're giving away like a pre-sale link tonight.
Great product.
For Skankfest.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so if you guys want pre-access to that, they got a handful of tickets that I think if you go support Yo Kratom and sign up for the mailing list, you might be able to get a link early. But either way, everything's going.
Yeah.
It's all good. At least my hot fucking OnlyFans girlfriend didn't stab me to death like that one black guy's. That poor fool. She's so hot. What a fall from grace.
What happened?
I don't know. This bitch is smoking, dude. Smoke show. Real guys, is she toy? She's toy. She's toy as fuck.
Yeah, she was in the right.
I don't know. Maybe
you got to get before you get got.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
When you date a black guy, you got to make sure he's not going to be, he might have been like, I'm going to shoot that bitch later.
That is true. He might have said that. There's a good chance, Anthony. Yeah. Why always bring it? Anthony's the voice of reason on the show.
He sounds like it. It's very,
He talks in his sleep.
Yeah, this is very, this is reliable.
He talks in his sleep.
Check your sources like Newsmax.
He talks in his sleep and he sleeps still too. So she woke up and he was like,
there's some video of like a TMZ like snuck through the window of her apartment. Do you want to see it? Her covered in blood.
Yeah. I did. It was hot.
Yes,
she's
I
hot, covered in blood. That's how hot she is. Look at her.
Oh, she's all right.
Yeah, she's a smoke show. Look at that dog. Had to watch it. Those dogs don't know how to react.
He knows not to fucking. He doesn't jump on the bed like he used to.
Yeah, she's fucking
it's like the
hot.
Cover of that Deftones album.
Oh, she's fucking so. Yeah, those titties.
Damn, dude, she looks fucking good.
Yo, let her go. Let it go, yo.
Make her jump up and down with the handcuffs on.
did let her go. She is not currently in custody.
She's not in custody? No.
So when they arrested her.
She's too toy.
What's it called? 5150? Like they held her on a temporary hold because she said she was going to kill herself. And then, but she was caught like in a hotel with her dad. Somebody has footage of her. Ooh. So she is currently out. There are no charges against her.
Can we see some of her photos? Because she's honestly being tied up and covered in blood on the floor. It makes almost any girl hot. So I want to show you not under those circumstances.
True. So wait, she stabbed a man?
God damn.
Yeah, so she allegedly stabbed her boyfriend in the shoulder. I guess he bled out because by the time the cops got there, they brought him to the hospital and he died as soon as he got to the hospital.
Oh, so she wasn't trying to murder him. She was just trying to give him a fucking little love puncture.
Right. So she's currently claiming, or her lawyers are currently saying that he was physically abusive to her. He forcibly entered the apartment and this was
the apartment. Never mind.
Saw that. Jesus Christ.
This is the two of them together.
Oh, listen, even though he's a black dude, he's a black five.
Yeah, he's an ugly black man. You're right.
He's a good looking guy.
Shut up, Shane.
I could have a distance.
Fucking woke ass Shane. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Sorry, I didn't.
They're all beautiful, Shane.
Yeah,
I got
what
it.
I said everybody should get AIDS. I'm Lewis.
Black.
Yeah. I said he's a good looking guy.
He's not.
I'm woke for saying he's good looking.
He's particularly unattractive, I would say.
He's got a black Pringles haircut.
If he was better looking, I would feel worse for him. I'm infuriated. How did he get her? She is fucking really hot. She's really hot. His body is pretty righteous, though. If we're being honest.
Yeah.
No, he's got a nice body, sure.
He's got a decent body.
But I mean, she's a fucking 11.
Yeah, she's a dime.
She's a hot 11. There's no way she's gonna put up with
this. In the murder, though, she's a 4.
Can we see? Usually I don't steal women's OnlyFans and show them to the audience, but considering she's a murderer, I feel like that's all right.
Justice.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's justice.
Do we have any?
What's she going to do in retaliation?
Yeah, I don't really know the ethics.
Yeah, she only stabs black guys, so you're fine.
Are you, Shannon, do we have any nudes of her? Can we see her naked? I tried to find it, actually. I couldn't find it myself.
I believe so. I mean, assuming these are real, hold on. It's the same name, it's spelled the same way.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, so real. she's a whore.
Real.
All right.
Yeah, she's a fucking OnlyFans bitch.
And then I'll scroll through. Yeah, there's a bunch.
Oh, they're all over the place. Oh, let's see her butthole.
I'm seeing.
Oh, she's sucking cock in it. Oh, what a pig! Let me see that big black cock. We're turning to Big J right now. That's him.
That's him.
Whoa! Oh hell yeah, dude! Literally, Ken jerk off to this photo specifically with all the surrounding circumstances. This is a jerkable moment.
Oh, so I see. So he stabbed her first.
Hell yeah. You know what? I'll give it to you, dog.
Thank
fuck
you.
It. Let's go. Guess who'll stink? Guess who'll stink? Guess who'll stink? Guess who'll stink? Guestle snake.
Putting the work in.
Yeah.
I also have a video of her on a podcast talking about the types of guys she dates.
Let's see. She's like
black.
It's going to sound like this podcast.
Oh, God. Like a million followers or something?
2 million.
Damn. You look like the type of girl that only dates like rich guys. Is that true?
No, that's not true. I only date black guys. What? Especially black guys.
Especially black guys.
Let me clarify. I only date rich
black guys. Okay, rich black guys. There we go. And you know you're toxic.
Yeah.
You can tell she likes black guys.
Yeah, she's a fucking.
It's like especially black guys for all you watching. I'm with it. Do you like to be fully controlled or do you?
Can I say something right now?
Yeah, it's your show.
And I'm of mixed race, okay?
Really?
I no longer find it weird when people interracially date.
Is it now you finally don't?
I no longer, it's completely normal in my mind now. And I grew up in a mixed race household. I always thought it was weird. I was like, what is going on here?
When did this
happen? What is happening here? I shouldn't exist.
When did this happen for you?
Just now. And I watched that big
after the murder.
I was like, yes, dude.
The Grinch found a heart.
Yeah. All right, we're even.
We're even.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
What is it with every porn girl looks at a microphone like it's technology they don't understand? Every time they're interviewed,
really bad on,
every
typically?
Time they never talk into the mic. Or they just don't get microphones.
Because they're so when there's something big and black in front of them, they're used to shoving it down their throat.
Hell yeah.
You start stabbing the console.
Whores.
I feel like so the real
she's
story
out,
is...
Where's the footage of her and her father out in the world?
Oh, hold on one second.
First of all, the fact that she even got
that's another tier.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, she's fucking hot. She's so hot that I would currently date her. Like, if she got out
now.
Yeah, she was like, hey, you know, we're going to, they let her go. I would,
what's the podcast you would give her?
I would roll the dice. I don't even know. But she's fucking.
She loves guys that roll the dice. Yeah,
she's pretty hot. And I'm not even usually into like a blonde haired, like perfect looking bitch like that. But it is her being a lunatic, which makes her that much hotter.
I was going to say, it's like 99% of her craziness
keeps
is what
it
you're
saucy.
Attracted to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always.
You can tell in her voice too. She has like that.
He also kept it saucy.
He has that on his ribs. Is her breaky, like creepy psycho voice. If you hear her voice, like all girls have that.
I think this is definitely not the first time she has inflicted physical pain on a partner, because I feel like you don't start at shoulder stab.
No, that's right. A jump. If that's, that's a real, that's
she's
a real,
definitely
like,
been
it's a lot of different from like playful flirt hitting to like,
what I'll is fucking this? Take your
so
life.
Somebody confronted her in a Miami hotel lobby, I believe.
Well, let's see.
Right now, you should go. Yeah, you should go. Because you just killed your boyfriend. Yeah, you did.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah. And yeah. Okay. Cool.
I'll
videotape her. Right now, you should go.
She wasn't bothering anybody.
Right, look at her ass, though. She looks good in every angle, no matter what she's wearing.
I think she's replaying.
So here's the thing. And I say this, and I'm very consistent with this. The person that pulls out their cell phone to shame somebody is just the lowest fucking form of human being, in my opinion.
It's not about justice. It's about, like, likes.
Yeah, you're just trying to get clicks. I saw this bitch.
I don't disagree with that at all. Like,
why
if she's sitting there.
She's sitting in a hotel. And look, I'm not even.
She's sitting there not murdering.
She's not murdering. Yeah, yeah. And to be honest with you, not for nothing. I mean, if she's out, there's something plausible to the story about her defending herself. That I thought she just stabbed this motherfucker
about,
to death.
That's like.
I thought the story was she stabbed him to death. They showed up, and that was that. No, she stabbed him in the shoulder, and he was injured.
Because
and
allegedly,
then
he was abusing him.
Regardless of that, even if she's a crazy bitch and just stabbed him in the shoulder and she accidentally murdered him, that's not exactly the same as stabbing somebody to death with a knife.
The whole story is she stabbed him in the shoulder, and he died of diabetes.
The cops came in and shot him anyway.
They shot him with an EpiPen.
He's got a knife.
Shot him with some insulin. He's got a knife.
He's got a knife. Look at his shoulder. It's a knife.
He's got a knife on his shoulder.
Get him.
She should just, her punishment, she should have to date OJ.
You think that would be the move?
Yeah, 6 months.
Well, she is in Florida. He's in Florida, right?
House arrest with OJ, whoever makes it out.
And just like throwing
everything.
It's like
sponge.
That scene from The Dark Knight where he breaks the pool cue in half and he's like, only one of you is walking out of here.
Dude, I mean, look, here's the thing. We don't know the details. She has a right to go sit in a hotel fucking lobby.
Yeah.
Without being
it's
harassed.
Weird that she's out in public. I will say it's like after that. I wouldn't go out in public after I had that much.
What if you defended yourself and killed somebody accidentally in the process of defending yourself?
I still wouldn't go. Like, it's not that. I would still feel like I could, like I didn't do anything, but like it'd be like, logically, it's like, what kind of heat is going to come at me is more my issue, not what I'm doing. Like, if I'm morally allowed to, does that make sense? Like, it's because of people like that, though. Like,
but
that
it's almost like
her.
people, you know, this what happens a lot. Like, well, you know, make it relate to comedy with like cancel culture and comedians being canceled. When you see a comedian get in trouble for something and then they disappear from public life, they disappear off Twitter, they disappear off Instagram. Doesn't it weird? Like, for me, I go, it's like, not an admission of guilt, but maybe just.
It's just like going under the rock, kind of like.
I don't know. Like, if I wasn't fucking guilty, I would scream it from the mountaintops. I just wouldn't, like, I wouldn't go into hiding. I wouldn't. So the mentality of a girl, you know, if she's genuinely defending herself and it was an accident and, you know, shit got fucking, you know, crazy. They were in a violent physical altercation with each other and she was defending herself. I don't know if I'm her and her family, I'm going to say, no, look, you're a fucking victim here. Go out and fucking live your life. This sucks, but I don't think people should shame her. And she's so hot that I don't even care if she murdered her.
Is this big enough of a story that some people would even recognize?
That's what's weird.
She's a hot blonde
but
lady.
Miami is one of those towns that's like, it's big, small. Like, okay. I think everybody knows everybody. You know, like, there's a person.
So
if you don't know somebody, it's like comedy in that if you don't know someone, you know someone who knows them.
Yeah,
it's the impression I get.
Also, TMZ posted like all the pictures and the videos like the morning that it happened, so like it's definitely been out there for people to see.
I feel bad for this girl. I feel like, I don't know, man, there's something to this story. I feel like she's just...
She should be ashamed for being a whore.
Yeah.
Let alone going out and fucking stabbing stuff. That's like the least of her fucking shame on her shame list.
Honestly, you know what? I'm going to fucking subscribe to her OnlyFans now.
Yeah.
To support her.
I wonder if it went up or down.
I bet it went up. I guarantee it went up.
Oh, yeah, that's free.
Is that public knowledge? Can we find out?
By the way, she also posted the day that this happened when she was in custody, and OnlyFans post went out.
That was probably scheduled.
Yeah, no,
it's just it's something that they mentioned in the first article.
Obviously, yeah, she has some fucking manager that puts out her OnlyFans content. Yeah.
Well, she was stabbing a new black guy in it, so it's probably brand new. It's probably a brand new.
It's
show.
Fucked up. All right. So let's.
Where do you go from there?
Yeah, where do you go from there? All right, so let's talk about this.
Do you want to talk about the primaries coming up in November?
Is there a black guy in it?
Yeah. Probably
some horror.
Did you guys see the footage of the dude to hear something or other? To hear Kelly. So he was in the hospital. I guess this must have happened in the past week, right? There was a black dude in the hospital, and he's like, I guess he's like, there's a traffic stop, and he's all fucked up. He's like, the cops that came out over, they
like, you mean liquored up? You mean or like?
No. His like face is all fucked up. Show him in the hospital. He releases this video saying the cops attacked him. Right?
Okay.
And it's brutal.
I didn't hear this story.
Son, I'm sorry. I lost that video.
It's okay, Shannon. It's all right. It's okay.
Sorry. I do have the other one ready to go.
Well, no. We want to do it in chronological
order. All right. I'm going to show you an image for right now because I don't have the video. But here's the image of his face afterwards.
Yeah, let's see.
Holy shit.
Nice.
Oh, Jesus. So he's all fucked up. So he's like, you know, he's like, the cops that came out of nowhere.
His lips are all big.
Yeah. Come on.
Were the cops millions of flies?
It looks like road rash.
Yeah, it does.
Jesus, yeah, it looks like he fell off a motorcycle or something and landed on his face.
Well, it's not exactly what happened, but yeah, he landed on his face on the road.
Oof,
Shannon, do you have the video yet?
I don't.
God damn it,
guys! Shannon. You're upsetting Shane.
I'm sorry.
That was like really unpleasant to look at.
Poor Shane. I want to give him a hug. I won't though.
So story? Long story short, he says the cops came out of nowhere and beat the shit out of me.
And he posted a video from the hospital, right?
Yeah, he posted a video from the hospital.
I have the body cam footage.
I know, but the video, it's not as, we literally went over this beforehand. I don't understand how you possibly could.
Don't hit me, Ike.
Because you kept saying the hospital, so I have like a whole conversation happening in the hospital. I thought it was the right one.
Just fuck it. Yeah, he's talking about how fucked up the cops were. You have it?
No, hold on.
Forget it, Shannon. Just forget it. You're making me furious right now. Now I'm upset. There
we go. Yeah, I have. No, it's just, it's in a news article, though.
Shannon, hit yourself.
Hit yourself. Shannon, stab Lewis in the shoulder.
And then his lawyer comes out, his mom comes out, like, this is a travesty, these cops.
Yeah, I have a little bit from a news article,
though. Okay, sure. Show whatever you want to show.
See, Shannon. They're burying the story because it's fucking, you know why. You know why they're burying
today saying that we're from that fall. His family God here today damn. Saying that is not what they think happened.
It doesn't make sense.
Cannon.
So the cop said that they tased him and then he hit his head and that's where it was. But the guy, they're like, no, they fucking dragged this guy and beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
I mean, tased him and he fell. And they think that's what that looks
like.
Yeah, he fell.
Concerns about that. In fact, the community has real concerns about
which community?
That. One of the main concerns that we have is that now, despite not charging Mr. Kelly before, police are now threatening Mr. Kelly with being charged for walking down the street half a black woman's house.
Now,
oh. It's like, I'm hungry. Hello, I'm Colleen. It's time for lunch.
Am I doing that broadcast? Looks like a fat, like, what's her name from the girls we fucked?
Oh, Corinne?
Corinne, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so now go to the police chief was like, look, I got to stand by my cops because I saw the body cam footage. And then they were like, yeah,
Shannon,
it's fucked
if
up.
You don't show the part in Candyman where they cover him in honey.
Oh, Jesus.
Shannon, do we have the footage? Shannon, do we have another angle on this possibly?
Sweet, for the sweet.
Great movie.
So, all right, pull up the actual body cam footage. So this is what actually happened. It's actually kind of long, so you might have to fast forward a little bit.
Yeah, he's breakdancing on his face.
It's 18 minutes long.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, so they get a traffic, or they hear about a guy in a car being chased by two guys, and one's got a gun or something, whatever. This guy in the red.
So hold on. They stop him because of what now? Because
he matches the description of somebody. I guess somebody said, I think if I understand it, he said somebody in a car said there was two guys and one of them had a gun and they were either chasing the car or the car was chasing them. But either way, he matched the description of
somebody
one of the
in
guys.
A car said there were two guys in a car.
I don't actually know.
Okay. I just thought this is like, let's just get this one right.
It's not going to matter. Trust me. You're going to watch the body cam footage.
It's going to matter.
I promise you.
It's going to matter to
I
me.
I promise you, you're going to watch this body cam footage.
I might not.
And you're going to go, good job, boys in blue. I promise you.
I already think he's guilty.
Doggy, when I saw his face, I was like, that's fucked up. You can't have an injury like that from simply being tased. These cops are animals. Doggy, you got to see this.
It's a good story.
It's fucking crazy.
Right.
Just go to the point where they, so they ask him for his ID. He gives them a wrong name first. And they're like, what's going on? They come back. They're like, all right, what's your real name? Then he gives him a real name. And he's like, he's acting very weird. Well, you can watch this right here.
Into something else. Okay, so you can tell me your real name or I can just take you to jail. Make up your mind.
Real name's Tahir.
I don't get no return. Name and date of birth, bud.
That is my date. My last name's Kelly. But that is my date of birth.
So you still lied. No. Your name is Benson or Kelly?
I just got married. I'm not lying. My wife's name is Mary Benson.
Why'd you take your wife's last name?
He's a feminist.
Yeah, he's like, aggressive. What are you, a queer?
Kelly Park.
Nice watch.
I wonder why they blurred that screen.
Oh! So he starts running, and then they tase him, and he face plants.
Oh, he's out. He's sleeping.
I mean, doggy, his face is fucked.
He probably got knocked out before he fell, and he caught himself right on his face.
He literally, like he fucking fell off a bike, his face just skidded across the ground.
Oh wow! Look at all that blood.
Can we turn that down a little? That's so.
No, that's
that.
That
sounds like your pillow.
Everybody was like, Zach.
This is what my wife hears all day.
Fucking horrid.
A black guy snoring.
He sounds peaceful. He sounds like he hasn't slept in a long time. Oh, get the black guy in here. Get the black cop, please.
Yeah.
Is somebody's pug? Oh, don't
stab him in the shoulder. There's a black guy. Stab him in the shoulder now.
Oh, why is the knife out? Does he like search with it or something? Like,
yeah, he cut the strap of his bag off.
He's gonna plant the knife on him now.
Great.
Yeah, dude.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's his septum destroyed. That's his septum gone.
If you fast forward a little bit, what happens is
his nose is shattered.
You'll see he's got a gun on him. Oh, and he's trying to get rid of the gun. This is what's going on. Fast forward a little.
They just did like an edit there.
No,
I skipped forward. Is that more?
He's got an iPhone.
Oh, that's the officer.
He's dressed like a cop. He's up. How did he get up so fast?
He's multiplying.
Someone fed him after midnight.
This is fucked.
Is that Officer Nick Mullen? Relax now.
Set him up. I mean, you can tell the cops actually feel bad. Like the one cop goes, he's like, dude, why'd you run? Like, what's wrong? He even says, he's like, he doesn't have a warrant. He was like, but this is when they find the gun. This is why he ran. It's because he had a gun on him the whole fucking time.
That's crazy. Yo, what? Yo, why are you doing that to that guy?
The other guy who gets called the cops is like yelling. What are you
running for, man? Why are you harassing him?
You see that? He's like, what are you running for, man?
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward a little where you see him find the gun.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild that it's taken this long for them to find the gun.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to make sure he's not going to die on them.
Was there an ambulance?
Yeah, see, he starts like fudging around.
That was his original charge.
Oh, that's a gun. We got a gun. Oh, now
it's now. Yeah, all right, buddy.
All right, you piece of shit.
Give us the excuse, you fucking asshole.
Step on his neck.
So basically, the cops were called because somebody had a gun. Oh, he had a gun.
Yes. Tried to talk his way out of it and then got tased in the process. And here's the thing. Like, I guess there's a debate if a cop should tase a person just for running, right? I guess it's a debate. Is when that... they have a loaded weapon with one in the chamber, I'm like, good thing they made that decision.
What's the whole point of the tasers is to stop the guy.
Bullets, as I suspected.
Good police work, sir.
It's fucked up. Yeah, so I mean, this ends up being that's the whole story.
Good for them.
But yeah, I mean, you know, it's fucking.
It's just sad.
Yeah, it's funny because you see like the lawyer and you see the mom, and you're like, when the kid's got a gun, you go like, I fucked up. Like, just like,
well,
take it.
Like, yeah, it's like I don't know. Like, how do I say this?
Easy.
Well, first of all, they don't know he has the gun until after. So.
They knew that they were being called for a gun, and then he's running.
And they suspect him.
Yeah, I mean,
this is why I asked earlier about what the call was and what was going on.
That, when the info came out, that was what it was. Somebody was suspected of having a gun, unquestionably. And to be honest with you, and I've said this before, right? And it's a sad occurrence, right? When you start resisting arrest, you are now becoming a violent criminal, in my opinion, right? The second the cops say,
well, that's what they'll say.
No, that's what I'm a criminal. I'm not a cop.
The moment you start resisting arrest, technically, I guess you are a criminal because.
Not even just a criminal, a violent criminal.
Because running is not violence. That's like, there's a difference in those.
So things. I'll tell you why it is.
Because he's not. Okay.
The second you run, you're putting everyone around you at risk because now the cops have to make a split second decision. This guy might have a gun. He may not have a gun. Now they have to decide within a second to either pull out their weapon or not pull out their weapon, pull out their taser or not pull out their taser. He's putting everybody in the community, the cops himself, at risk because it's a high pressure situation and it's their job to make sure he doesn't run away. It is their job. It is their job to make sure that he doesn't run back into the community and possibly kill somebody. He had a gun. In this case scenario, I can't even get there where I'm going like, it's not even like an innocent kid who was just fucking...
He's not like an active shooter. Like I see what you're saying, but it's not like he's like running in and he's just like, I'm in a fucking school and I'm going to shoot everything. This is not that vibe at all.
Every time it's from the perspective of someone who hates running.
Welcome to the club. I'm going to the gym. That's why I'm dressed like a fucking American flag.
Every time I've been caught smoking
today.
A joint, right? Every time I've been caught smoking a joint, when the cops come to me, I'm like, hey, and I'm nice as can be. I'm sweet as fucking pie. I'm like, because I don't want to go to jail. And I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, you know, very respectful. So his posture is like, he doesn't want them to check his pocket for that gun.
Yeah, yeah.
He's trying to make sure they don't run his license so they don't see he's got a warrant. He's been arrested before, I'm assuming. That's what's going on there in that scenario.
Well, he doesn't have a warrant.
Well, they said that his name didn't come back with anything. But in my head, the reason why he would, because I don't know if I have warrants, right? Like, this is from the perspective of a young...
Yeah, you can, like...
A young
brown
person.
You cannot know you have warrants. Like, I have not known I've had warrants.
If I'm him, I'm assuming I have a warrant, right? Yeah. Maybe he didn't. His name didn't come back for anything. But if I'm that kid, because right now, if a cop stopped me, I'd be like, fuck, dude, I hope I don't have a warrant, an unpaid ticket or something like that. That would just be my natural reaction. I grew up as being a fucking criminal, right? So...
I think that's a guilt complex. Everybody, like, every time they look in your bag, you're like,
here we go.
Yeah,
there's
the cops come behind you.
I feel that way at the movie theater when I have my backpack.
I never always assume I have a gun in my bag, though. That's
you don't feel uncomfortable if the cops come up behind you?
It's not white privilege.
That is definitely
white
privilege.
It's the common sense that you don't fight the cops. You fucking fight.
No, I don't fight the cops, but I've been arrested.
About the guilt of feeling like.
Forget being physical. It's not about physical. Being put in handcuffs, and I've had this happen at least a dozen times in my life, being put in a cell and not being able to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, it's demoralizing, it's dehumanizing, and I've been arrested. Every time I've been arrested, I was committing a crime. I'm not saying I didn't deserve to be arrested, but the anxiety of just seeing a cop, for me, at this point, it's like, fuck.
Well, and like,
and maybe it's not white privilege. Maybe it's good person privilege a criminal.
Just don't commit crimes.
It's weird to me if somebody says they don't feel uncomfortable if a cop walks up behind them. If you're not like, oh, fuck, dude, they're gonna fucking put me in a cell right now.
Yeah, if you're driving and you see a cop car, the natural thing is like the first thing you do is check your speed.
Yeah.
And then you like slow down because you don't want to. Yeah, your brake lights flick up.
The anxiety. I'm telling you, and good for you. If you don't have that anxiety, if a cop just even walks by me, I go, oh, fuck. I hope they don't check my bag. I spent years of being a kid who was breaking into cars and smoking weed on the street. So I've been programmed to react that way and have that visceral reaction to cops. I'm not going like, oh, thank God the guys in blue are here. Very often I don't blindly agree with criminals. I don't think that every cop is a piece of shit. I think I look at it in a pretty realistic viewpoint. I look at it case by case, right? I think there are dickhead cops out there. I think there's plenty of dickhead criminals out there.
Sure there are. Sure there are.
It's almost like everybody's human. And
I was being parallel to your argument. Yes, of course, when there's a cop presence, you're always thinking, oh, maybe I did something like an infraction or something. You just feel paranoid. But every video you see of somebody getting assaulted by the cops, for the most part, where either is resisting or running away, there's some sort of struggle that you have with a person who you're not going to win. You're not going to win against the cops ever.
Yeah.
You're not going to beat the cops. You know what I mean? It's like, but a lot of people feel like it's an injustice because he was running away. He wasn't being violent. No, but he's guilty. So no, somebody runs away,
and this is the point that I made, I started with.
Why are you running away?
The second you run away, you're putting everyone in a weird, fucked up situation. The second you resist, the second you, and it becomes a violent crime. And if I was going to make the laws, that would be the distinction. You're a violent criminal. Resisting arrest, I don't know exactly how heavy a charge it is. I'm assuming it depends on where you're at. It's a heavier charge than elsewhere.
Yeah,
but I think it should be a pretty fucking heavy charge to resist arrest. You have your opportunity to fight this in court. You have your opportunity to fight this the right way. It's not going to be by fist fighting cops or running away. I think it's just really stupid. And that, you know, honestly, I don't know how old that kid is. I don't think he was a kid.
He wasn't a kid. He's like 40 years old.
I say kid, I'm 40 years old. He's 25 is a kid to me, right?
Happy birthday.
Like,
there are children everywhere now.
Yeah.
Like everybody is much younger looking to me than they were.
Yeah, so he's probably 25, 26 years old. But let's get real, right? 25, 26 years old, I was doing some stupid shit, right? Now, taking the fact that he's from the fucking hood, probably doesn't know his fucking father, you know, he probably doesn't have much of an upbringing to give him much hope.
Mm-hmm.
You start to feel bad for the system and sort of like, you know, what the fuck, what happened to the, you know, where he would even need to feel as if he had to have a gun, right? It's a whole different fucking world, right? And I could have easily, had my father not been murdered in Paterson, New Jersey when I was 4 years old, I could have grown up in that environment. I could have easily just been a kid who's carrying a fucking gun because I live in the hood and people fight each other with guns all the time. And that's just the way Paterson, New Jersey is. So, you know, it is fucked up, but I don't really feel bad for him. I'm just saying, you look at the situation, you kind of, I was tricked by him. You see him when he's talking to the cops, he's like, oh, he seems like a nice kid. You kind of feel bad, like, he's a little spooked, he's a little bit nervous.
He seems panicked more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And much like a toddler, he's very bad at breaking his fall.
Yes.
Always head first.
But do you see how the news spins it? It's always like, oh, that poor guy. Look at this poor guy with his face all fucked up.
I think they did initially. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's not even the news spinning anything.
I think the cops released the footage after that.
Yeah, right? The cops released the footage after it.
Well, they were already setting a fucking narrative. The cops assaulted this guy. Now,
no, I know. Yeah,
so,
of course.
But that's the problem, is that these fucking poor people are trying to do their job. They're trying to get home every day. Obviously, this is stuff that everybody knows. They're just trying to survive. So people go, why don't you just shoot the fucking gun out of his hand? Why don't you wait till he shoots you first? That's not how it works. I mean, if you want to fucking get home to your kids, you know, you're 35, 40 years old. You got a wife. You got three kids. This is your job every day. You might not come home. That's your fucking reality. And guys like him could shoot you. And be not even fucking care, not even think about it. Get away. He's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
He won't shed
a tear for you. I had to do that. That's what I was trying to get up to.
I liked it.
I like it.
Shit. It is what it is. But yeah, I think the cops, I think that body cam footage, you know, showed that.
That's like an accident. That looked like that right there. It was like an accident. Like,
yeah. I think they.
It also looks insane that that's It also seems insane that's actually how that happened.
Yeah,
it was,
yeah.
It's pretty crazy. That's what, yeah, like,
yeah,
it's a freak. Yeah,
it does. It looks really bad.
Yeah, like it looks like he was had the shit.
Of course,
him.
Yeah. But you look at that and you.
But if that's everything, that is like. If that's everything, news, that's fucking a freak show accident.
You bring up the news, and I think that's really the best point of all of it is like. you know, how do you watch the news and the way that they present it, right? And then not go like, oh, I don't believe anything they say. I don't believe anything. Because it's just so obviously clickbait. They're ready to fucking jump on whatever narrative it is.
Right.
And then they'll move past it and go, cool, let's just get the next one. Because we know people are going to click on it. So very, very dishonest. All right, real quick, gentlemen, we must take a moment and thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com is the online store with every auto part at the best possible prices. They've been in business for over 20 years. And they make it easy for you to find the auto parts that you want at the best possible prices.
So you can stop talking to counter guys. You're going to need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all that hassle, are still going to upcharge you. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need. So whether you are a mechanic, somebody working on their own car, or an idiot like me who doesn't understand how automobiles work, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com.
Yeah, right now go to rockauto.com. There is no promo code necessary. They already have the best possible pricing on the internet. Just let them know that the Real Ass Podcast sent you there if you purchase something. rockauto.com. Okay, where were we? Follow up on Lady Gaga's dog walker. Do you remember that guy that got shot? One of the funniest fucking shooting videos I've ever seen in my entire life.
This is not how I wanted to start my Monday.
Dude, I'm telling you. Like that story. Dude, it was hilarious. It was a gay guy, and these guys get out of a BMW with a gun, and they're like, give me the dogs. You got the Lady Gaga's little Pomeranians, right? They're like, give me the dogs. He's like, no, I won't. And they're like, give me the dogs. And he's like, no.
Okay, I know this sounds like Lewis is doing voices.
No, no, this is it.
It is tonally perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And then they shoot.
But hold on. So they come out with pistols. I don't.
Yeah, see we have shit. It. No, listen, I promise you. Listen, you know where I said you would agree with the police footage and you didn't totally believe it? You didn't buy my story? This one you're going to think is funny. This time, Shane.
This poor guy.
Shane, I promise
you're raping
you.
Him right now.
This is going to be the funniest shooting you've ever heard in your entire life. You don't really see much. You hear
I'm
it.
Already on board. There's I want to see.
It's a shooting.
I'm ready to laugh.
Or it's not a robbery. It's a shooting.
It's a robbery. Starts a robbery. Turns into shooting, and then they take those dogs.
They murdered him, right?
No, he lives.
Oh, that's funny.
This is horrific. This is not funny.
Please, no.
This is fucking awful. What is this? Why is this hilarious?
It sounds like they're robbing Billy Eichner.
Wow. How much?
For a dollar.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
It's like Damon Wayans.
You shot me. Woo. This is... Woo, the water's too cold. Woo.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The dog, the stupid dog. Was it worth it, bro, for a fucking dog?
Well, those were Lady Gaga's dogs. He was watching.
They were Lady Gaga's dogs.
Did they know that? Was this like a ransom situation?
They thought that was Lady Gaga.
Did we find out?
So what happened was, I think they knew they were expensive dogs because they were like purebred.
In the neighborhood or whatever.
In the neighborhood. They steal them. Then they see on the news.
Lady Gaga's
dogs go missing. The one guy's, if I remember this right, the one guy's mother went to return them
and
for
she found them in her yard
for the reward.
Yeah,
and then they looked into it, and it was her son that had stolen them.
Oh. Yeah,
is that correct, Shannon?
Yes. Damn. Yeah. So Jeez. They so he I guess they were bringing him into court because he hasn't been sentenced yet. The main guy, the guy that actually pulled the trigger, and so that he was sitting.
Did the guy live?
Yeah.
Calm down, Shane. We're not showing murders.
No, he died.
I mean, you literally opened with a murder.
Yeah.
What happens in your head that you forget this in 20 minutes? It's fucking insane.
Okay, but would have that murder been funnier if that guy had that voice?
It is true.
My OnlyFans girlfriend stabbed me in the shoulder.
My shoulder.
Well, yeah, because there's a contrast. If Lois started speaking with a cowboy accent, I'd laugh. It's really a surprise. You know, without, I'm not saying we all don't have predetermined.
He got in
judgments.
A lot of trouble the last time he did that.
So what happened, Shannon? They accidentally let this guy out of jail?
Yes. So the guy, his name is James Howard Jackson. He's 19 years old. And on Wednesday, they brought him in, I guess because they're still going through the process of charge. He's charged, but he hasn't been sentenced. And there was a clerical error, and they just let him go the next day. And he hasn't even been charged yet. Nobody knows where he is.
So he's gone.
Yep, he's just gone.
There's probably footage of him in a Miami hotel somewhere being told off.
Dog stealer. They don't care that he shot a guy.
Yeah.
So the guy
probably
who got,
wouldn't.
The guy who got shot is like pleading for him to turn himself in.
Please? But, it's the right thing to do?
What if he just talks like that way at all times?
That was a...
Is there an interview with the dog walker somewhere? I bet there is.
That would be nice to see. We're not showing murders. I can't believe you did show me a murder.
Well, we didn't show the murder itself. We showed the aftermath. The murder.
I mean,
the hot, sexy aftermath.
Now we're gonna chop it up semantics. A little bit. Yeah.
That wasn't that murder was incidental compared to what the actual meat and potatoes of the story was.
Here's a little bit of him explaining what happened that day.
Hold on,
sorry.
Okay. He's striking a pose.
At an angle.
And then I pirouetted.
There was no doubt in my head that they were stopping for me.
Shane, you just started thinking it's funny.
The screams were so agonizing.
The cut was funny. The cut was funny. Yeah, I'm sorry. I traffic in the liberal litter box, all right?
There's gay people at home watching that going, you faggot.
I was scared. I was in pain. I had a feeling when they came up, pulled the gun on me, that I was going to end up being shot.
You know what the real crime is? This tie.
Babe, that I'm not going to fight for these dogs.
Even with a gun.
It's an Indiana Jones hat.
He's like, well, I'm wearing my Indiana Jones hat. Hey, I had my whip.
Would any of you fight for the dogs?
No.
So this guy's more of a man than you guys are?
Yeah.
No.
Not his dog.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not saying, Shane, that that's the same sound I would make.
Yeah. Well,
if
I'm saying
being
is like
assaulted
this
on the street.
Guy actually was like, fuck your gun. I'm keeping. Not like we would say. Apparently none of us would say that. But,
No.
But. I think he's kind of brave. I think he's really brave, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's Dirty Harry.
What was...
But I am saying he did the right... it's a ballsy thing. Tell me it's not a ballsy thing.
Was he protecting the dogs, or was he protecting his friendship with Lady Gaga?
Well, I'll never know that.
Was he going, oh no, I'm going to lose my right-hand seat at the Queen of the Gays.
You think the right-hand seat to the Queen of the Gays is the dog walker?
She's in her inner circle. He was watching the dog.
She's in her circle like the way the court jester is in her circle. You just have an audience. You
take his hat away from him.
I honestly think it's crazy to say this because it's not a like masculine situation. Like he doesn't do it well, but he is like, I'm keeping these fucking dogs. Like,
yeah, that's absolutely crazy that he
I wouldn't have kept him. I could get fired. I'll go get a job cleaning out.
I wouldn't have kept my son. I would have handed over my own child.
You would have.
Like, it's a gun. Take him.
I'll catch you back later. I'll double back.
Yeah, baby. Don't give up. I'm coming for you.
I love you, James.
James, tell me everything you see. Remember everything you see. Every color, every face, every smell. I will get you, baby boy.
He's running away.
I need to learn a very specific set of skills.
It's going to be a few years. I don't have any skills.
Trail could go cold. Like,
I have a very specific set of skills. Racist podcasting.
But James, where do I learn skills?
You might be able to find them through your network.
I have a very specific set of skills.
You can only find James if Sal Volcano tweets it out.
Yeah, maybe. So I will say that. Fine. This guy is a real ass dude for not giving up the dog. Stupid, but still a real
ass
dude.
Like, I don't agree. Take the dog.
In the moment.
Please don't kill me.
Adrenaline kicks in, though, and it's a weird thing, right? So we watched a story a while ago about a guy who, he actually died. It was a fucking sad story. He was an Uber driver, and there was two, like, 14 or 15-year-old girls. It's a famous story.
I want to make a point after you're done with this.
Yeah, please. The 14 or 15-year-old girls, and they go to steal his Uber, right? Like, they go to get in it, right? And
oh, yeah, I remember this.
Remember the story, right? And
so there's two 14, 15-year-old girls. There's a guy ordering an Uber to say that.
Maybe it's Uber Eats or something like that. He goes to get out. They go to try to get in the car, like, and steal it for a joyride, right?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Oh, okay. So it's a driver. It's not somebody ordering the car.
Yes.
Yeah, is what you're...
There's an Uber driver.
Okay, yeah.
There's an Uber driver.
That's my question. Yeah.
Gets out of the car. These two 14, 15-year-old girls jump in the car to go steal it, right? The Uber driver grabs on the car.
It's shocking.
We don't have to watch it, Jen. It's fine. It's really fucked up footage.
It's really funny.
It's hilarious. In fact, you know what? If we get the Benny Hill music, the Uber driver grabs onto the car, and he's holding on to the car as they speed off.
Yeah, that's Ben.
Then the girls...
Back or front?
I don't even remember.
He's the front.
He's holding on to it. and they hit something and they flip the car. This guy, I mean,
he's dead.
He's dead as a doornail. Super dead. Like super dead, right?
Uber dead, some would say.
They couldn't lift all of his parts off the pavement.
It was all over
nice,
the curb.
Nice.
That's the tax.
One of the worst ways to die.
Jesus Christ. Via the internet, we found the story.
Yes, there we go.
See, we made it good.
So he
city bike. Sorry,
it's not anything. So they I remember people like, why would you fucking haul into that car, you idiot? Like, what is wrong with you? Just like, let him take the car. But there's this something that happens in the moment when adrenaline kicks
escalation.
In.
Like, you, like, stop! Don't take my car. Can quickly, like, before you know it, be like, I'm on the hood of my. Yeah.
Just
because
like,
one move is the difference. Yeah, that's like what I'm saying was going to say about the dog walker. He might be like, you're not taking the dogs, and then all of a sudden they're like, give us the dogs. And he's like, no, don't fucking take. And then
it's not
you know
even
it, you're
bravery.
Fighting.
He's just in a moment where like. Your instinct to survive kicks in, right? And that was a weapon, and you're like, well, I have to fight this guy and take this weapon, or I have to, whatever it is, start screaming like a banshee. You know, so I think it's a case of, like, if he probably had another moment to think about it, in retrospect, he'd go, oh, I'd give him those fucking dogs. Please, take the dogs. They got the dogs anyway. Why would I take the bullet to the stomach?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Well, there's also the thought of, like, they're taking... No, that's not that guy's car. That's his livelihood. Like, that's like what some people, you know, like there's a defense in that, like, I can't feed, like some people go immediately to like the worst possible thing. It's like, it's not about losing.
You're trying to harm my kid.
Yeah. Like in a way, like, yeah, like I can't feed way. My child. Yeah. Like, because you took my car.
Well, this
like,
is why
like,
when you hear
that's
about
that movie, The Bicycle Thief. I don't know why I'm referencing Ford
nice.
Film.
Wow. Good for you.
But like, it's I never saw it, but apparently this guy like delivers sheets for a laundry on a bicycle, and that's how he feeds his family.
Hmm.
And somebody steals it. So the whole movie is him trying to get back his livelihood, not a bike.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, no, that's exactly
what it is. It's a hilarious
it is,
film.
No, but that's exactly what it is, though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And you hear about, like, somebody like, yeah, dude, somebody got shot for a $5 bill. You got shot. It's like, no, it's not a $5 bill. What happened was some dude
that's
had a $5
grocery
bill.
Money. That's eggs.
It's not even that. Some guy comes over to you and says, give me that. You're like, fuck you. I'm not giving you my $5. Suck my dick. I'll fight you before I'm giving you my $5. I end up getting killed. The story is he got killed for a $5 bill. It's like, no, I got killed for like a guy coming and trying to take what's mine. And, you know, I'm not saying you should. It is stupid pride. But I think human beings, most of us, women, men, whatever it is, gay, straight, black, white, we have a little bit of that in us where our
a
instinct,
little salt.
Our instinct isn't to just fucking turn over and get our instinct is to fight a little bit. Fight, flight, or freeze. Right. They say that.
Fight, flight, or flight.
Yeah. So I think that a lot of people have the fight instinct in them, and that's when you see, you know, stupid shit just escalate to even, you know, as
it just happens so fucking
well. I think that those when in the case with those two girls taking the Uber, I think that guy assumed like, if I hold on to this door, they're gonna stop.
Yeah, there's
like,
some like
there's something like they will possibly go
like
90
he might thought they would eventually
the
be logical and just been like okay, we'll get the fuck out of your car. We're sorry. Like
either his life,
which clearly
or the
just
car.
Two 15-year-old girls trying to like
if
do something.
Some girl
stupid.
Tried to take my Audi. I'd fucking get on the
girls,
roof like Batman. I'd tear it open, tear her out.
You have an Audi?
Yeah.
That's a girl's car.
It is a girl's car. She's like, you have my car.
Yeah, it was actually her car first.
Doggy,
she called an Innie.
Doggy, if some fucking little teenage girl tried to steal my car, I would have no fear. I would stand in front of it. I'd be like, what are you going to do? Yeah. You're a girl.
But they're dumb. It's not even that they're like tough or crazy. It's that like, I was so dumb when I was 15.
I think you're about girls in general. I was like, yeah, Shane, you're getting it, dude. He's on point now.
Finally on point.
51 minutes in.
Shane joins. Turn in next week when my guest is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
That's me.
Being 15,
but like,
you're
be
so
more
dumb.
Like, you know, like the shit I did that was, it's fucking crazy that I didn't kill somebody in my life. Yeah, like when I was a young kid.
Yeah, just the stupid, like, just driving.
For myself, yeah. The amount of drinking and driving I did when I was like.
I didn't do a ton of drinking and driving because I didn't start really drinking until I was almost 21. By the time I started drinking, I was already living in New York City. But I just was irresponsible. Like me and my buddy, we both had big, shitty Chevy Caprices. Like
the big old, like chunky cars. Yeah.
Yeah. He had like a newer
Those
one.
Those things are like they driving a lazy boy.
They were, yeah. They were like, they were cop cars back in the day. So his, like, I guess they do something to cop cars where they take something out where they can like make it like a turbo engine or whatever. So he,
Oh, you mean they don't just give him the standard model $22,000 car to roll around?
I don't even know what they do. I remember him saying at the time, cause his dad got him the car from a police auction. Right. And whatever it was, something about a block or something, some fucking white trash people in the Racist Live chat know what I'm talking about. Guaranteed. It's probably not even true. It's probably like an old wives' tale, but they did something to the car to make it fucking better, right?
Yeah.
So me and him would just race our shitty Chevy Caprices. His was a little bit newer. I had like an 89 Chevy Caprice, and the thing would go from like 0 to 60 in like 2 minutes.
Probably just had a
it took, I would say it took a 120 seconds like to get up to 60 cylinder. Miles an hour. But
so once, by the time you get to Philly, you're really flying.
But once it was going, it was like a fucking boat. Like the front would lift up and it was like it was so powerful.
It was all like front loaded kind of.
Yeah, dude. It was such a powerful, it was a V8 engine and it would just fucking, it would rip. So we would drag race through like suburban neighborhoods with cul-de-sacs. You better work on top of the car.
I love that show. So fun. Oh, they're hilarious.
Doggy, I fucking, no, we would just race through like neighborhoods with like children. I remember one time a guy came out of his house and he was so mad. This guy was so mad. He was like, what the fuck? Like, and we were just,
kids
whatever.
In this neighborhood kind of.
Yeah. And now that I'm a, if I saw, so, I mean, I would.
You're the guy now.
I would be that guy in a heartbeat. If I saw some people racing down my block with my kid and my fucking niece in the backyard, I'm getting angry thinking about it right now, right? Such a stupid move. It just takes one little kid a fucking ball to roll out.
Yeah.
And that's it, dude. It's fucking, it's, I think about that a lot. Very, very often do, and maybe a handful of times, maybe a half dozen times that we did it where we like race, you know.
Yeah, it's so scary. Yeah. Like,
but it's so, I think how dumb we were and how easily I could have just made a fucking stupid mistake. That same car, I would have cars until the brakes would like, until everything fell apart.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like you don't fix a car when you're that young.
Don't fix a car. Nothing. I did nothing. So literally just until it starts falling apart, that car, the brakes went on it to the point where there was no brakes. Like you'd have to slam down as hard as you can to get the tiniest scraping of the brake pad. They were so rubbed
and
away.
And just like.
Yeah. And I would have to time it to where I would have to stop like maybe 100 feet before the light.
Yeah. So you don't rear-end somebody.
So I don't rear-end somebody. So I probably for a couple months, I drove my car around where I'm just timing my stops. Like it was crazy. And I finally had to stop because I just went through a red light and I kept going. I had to drive up into somebody's lawn and stop myself that way. It was fucking nuts. But it was just stupid. I was like, I don't know, I just want to go to the mall.
Yeah. Car. Like, and you don't. I don't know, like, at what point you're like, start taking care of shit as an adult, you know, like, where you're just like, well, these are, I it's that thing of being poor and never having money, and then you can finally afford to fix things and not have a headache from it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you know, like, I don't know at what point this changed for any of you guys, but like, you're like, oh, I can get an apartment for $800 or I can get an apartment for $900 and my $900 apartment will have a window. Like, you're like, that's worth it. To like, you know, like, but you have to like get to that place because it's a lot of it's money. Money inhibits everything with that.
Saving,
it's not like if you had an extra $100, you'd buy new brake pads. Like,
of course.
That, yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah,
of course.
But there's like, that's the thing is like, you get into this situation and you don't think about the rest of what it's going to cost and take from you.
Can I, there's a person in the Racist Live chat. I keep on seeing, he keeps on spamming the same thing over and over again. And I feel like he's trying to say to me, but I don't care. It's like Gas Digital. People are jacking your free trial system. You can keep using the same card as long as you change the Google account.
Oh, that's my guy. Just tell him to.
Who care? Okay, dude. Stop spamming. I'd rather them steal than you spam. I swear to God. I swear to God. By leaps and bounds. For the love of fucking God. Shannon, we have to start banning people.
I know. I texted Bobby when this guy started.
This is no. This is like, and I mean it. Starting today, that's going to be figured out. If we have to completely bail on this chat and start a new one and get a new one, that's that. We have to be able to ban people for spamming stupid shit. I don't care if you use the N-word. You can call me a fat faggot. You can tell me you want to rape my fucking grandma. I don't care about any of that.
Yeah.
If you're just spamming over and over again, you just suck so much cock. You're such a fucking loser. Ugh, it's the absolute worst.
So this guy just is trying to get attention, essentially?
Oh, you could hit ignore?
He's trying to ruin the chat so that people can't read it.
Oh, I could just ignore him myself?
Yeah, I don't do any of this kind of stuff.
Let's see. How do I ignore this
Well,
guy?
Racism?
Yeah, well, no, I'm sure I do. Like, I know
my buddies
I do
are drag racing my senior high school, and my friend Ahmed hit a boat.
Oh, you hit a boat. Okay, so we could ban him. We could ban him, or I just hit ignore. Guys, you could ignore somebody if they're spamming, and then you don't see their messages anymore in the chat. You could personally ban.
So you don't have to. You don't have to burn down the whole building. You could just kick out one of the tenants.
Oh, that's so fine. Nice.
You just do it anyway. Just make everybody.
The amount of relief.
No, I'm still trying to.
The amount
him.
Of relief on your face right now.
It's just so. It's I. You see it. It's like I want to engage with the racist live chat. I love engaging with the racist live chat. They're pieces of shit, but sure, it's great. Yeah, see, look at this guy. He just wrote the N word over and over and over again. I don't even have a problem with that. But if he did that again and again and again, then we'd have.
So it's about irritating you. It's not about the content. Like it's volume.
I care about the experience for the people in the racist live chat. They're here for racism and live chatting. They're not here for spam.
I agree.
Yeah, okay. That's true. They are not here for spam.
It's hard being the boss.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, everything you said is accurate. I can't disagree.
The racist live chat's an important part of the show.
It's a huge part of the show. All right.
Real quick, Liz, we do have somebody sent in some artwork. Do you want to check
I would love to see some more artwork. I didn't realize the ignore works. That's a great little piece for. Oh, it's real mail. We're getting more and more art contests. If you guys want to join the art contest, there's no prize. I'm just going to take your art, and if I like it, I'm going to put it in my home studio. And yeah, that's that.
Let's
if
be sure
I don't like
it,
I'll give it away to other people here. I guess. But we'll always
you guys should probably have somebody scan the packages before you
shut
open them
up. Here we go, Shane. Every day with
hey,
you.
It made every it day. The mail. I've been on this thing twice.
It made it through the mail.
That system's never let us down at all.
Let's see.
Okay. Yeah, my buddy, a guy had his boat parked.
Just a bunch of bees
in the
fly
morning.
Out and start stinging.
Collided with the boat.
Scorpions! It's live scorpions!
I get out, shut the door behind me, and stand in front of it.
It's a black mamba!
I wish somebody would really send you a rattlesnake. That'd be unbelievable. Yeah, dude.
They could. Okay, this person. Ooh. Oh, Firefly Depot. Oh, this is the girl who does the...
Stained glass.
Oh, who I love.
Every time
dude.
I'm here, she's sending you stuff.
Awesome.
That's great.
I love Firefly Depot. She's awesome. Let's see. Firefly Depot. This is my submission for the art contest. I'm the winner. And if I'm the winner, only entry, I made this piece to be worth the exact price of 2 Skankfest tickets in case that helps deciding a fitting price. Huge thank you to all the rap fans who have been ordering customs. Keep them coming. Kim of Firefly Depot. Follow her on Instagram.
You get a cut from that?
And I will give my cards to my richest friends. Yes. If you guys look, first of all, Shannon, see if you can find it on my Instagram, the Gas Digital one. I have it in my backyard now. Great stained glass piece. She does custom stuff. Really, really cool stuff. Kim is awesome.
It's in the grotto.
Let's see. What did she make me? I'm really excited to see what this is. Shannon, we should have had you open it first. Ooh.
People like watching you open stuff.
That's a whole
an unboxing video.
That's a whole category.
You know, I didn't know that was a thing till like a month ago.
Unboxing?
Yeah, people love it. 7-year-old millionaires from it.
Yeah, I know. It's
unbelievable. What am I doing with my life?
That's all my wife's godkids. All they do is they watch videos of other kids opening up toys.
they love it.
They love it. They go bananas.
They don't get any toys.
Oh my God. She won. There's no way.
Is that a parody of the Comedy Cellar logo?
It's a parody of the Comedy Cellar logo. And you remember the name for my comedy club that I always wanted to open up?
Yeah.
The N-word.
Yeah. Yo. Dreams do come true.
And it's me. I'm the little guy. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Jesus.
That place is packed too. Business is good at the N word.
She's pretty talented, man.
This is incredible. Kim, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. Kim, I'm going to get you a pair of Skankfest tickets.
There you go.
Not because
that's very
of this contest. It's because first of all, you sent us great shit all the fucking time. This is super fucking creative and awesome. I genuinely love this. And honestly, with the amount of shit that you've sent us for free as a fan, you deserve it. You put together incredible pieces. So, Kim, hit me up. I'll make sure I get you a pair of Skankfest All Access Passes. I absolutely love this. And go support Kim and Firefly Depot because she's super cool.
That's called Firefly Depot.
Firefly Depot.
Yeah, that's impressive.
This is fucking
good skill set.
This is really cool, dude. It's me. Look, it's me.
You wear sunglasses on stage?
Yeah, the yellow sunglasses. Gigi Benson.
Look at that.
Shannon, do me a favor. Go put this somewhere safe. This has to be hung up in my studio. I love it.
Okay.
I have to explain to my son the joke.
That'll go well.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody, I guess, in his class called somebody that was Chinese.
Oh, no.
A racist name.
Yeah.
And I was like, what racist name? He's like, I don't remember. And I was like, Chenk? Gook? Snip? So what was it?
You taught him like four fucking him. Words. Like,
come on, tell me.
Yeah.
Did they start doing the voice? Or, ching chong, ching chong. Yeah. Oh, Chinese, Japanese, Japanese, look at these. What do they do?
Are you in New York or are you in Jersey?
I'm in Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he goes to school in New York. He goes to school on the Upper West Side.
Oh, full of chinks.
Lewis puts a lampshade on his head.
He's the only brown kid in his school.
Is it very white?
Oh, my God. Yeah. It is all fucking rich white kids. Ugh, he's the only gross. Brown kid in the entire school.
Except for this one dink.
Well, how does that work? How does that work? Like, how'd you, if you're in Jersey, because it's a, I don't know how New York, I didn't grow up here.
He started going to school here, and then we moved out to New Jersey.
So they let him stay, like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, yeah, they don't do that in Texas.
Yeah, they would make you move.
Yeah.
I mean, it just sucks, because I have to commute an hour every day to bring him to school.
What a dad. Super dad.
Doing a good job.
Sucks dick. So, but yeah, he told me, he was like, yeah, they
called him something or
this
whatever.
Girl called him, she was like, she didn't know it was a racist term.
He's a girl.
She thought that it was like, she was just trying to be funny, mm-hmm. I guess. And I was like, oh, well, it's not racist. That's just a joke then, James. He's like, no, you can't make racist jokes. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
This Upper West Side education is ill-gotten.
I have to.
It's like when talking.
Like when one of the Sackler family's kids starts a drug treatment center. They're just like.
Then I had to try to explain him the context of the N-word in a rap song.
I don't think Sackler
versus... Do you want me to babysit him? I'll babysit him. How old is he?
Uncle Nine.
Anthony will
Nine.
Over.
Yeah.
Because, well, now they're starting to talk about things like racism and, the conversation. It's weird because my son's never heard me be hateful at all, right? He's never heard me.
He's heard you talk about his mom.
No, never in a million years.
No, he's really good about that.
But he's never heard me. It's a weird concern.
My one, like, even remotely mean joke just doesn't land at all.
Piece of shit. No, but
a gun cocking?
It is a gun cocking.
You can't have these dogs. Was that masculine enough for you?
But I just get concerned that, like, I'm trying to prepare him. I was like, well, your dad talks about everything. He makes all sorts of jokes. Just, you know.
But he knows what you do.
He knows what I do.
Like an idea of it.
He knows that I do comedy that is both for adults and mean.
Listen, Mike.
He knows I do mean comedy.
He knows you're like a, yeah.
Yeah.
Did he come to that conclusion on his own?
I showed him a few of my bits, and he thinks hilarious.
Yeah, trouble for that.
No, he loves showing him my bits. Show my Frank, show him my beans.
Now do your homework.
I showed him a few things that he's like old enough to eat. Because now it's just, there's certain bits that are just curse words. It's not like the
yeah.
context is really, really
How are
bad.
You with language with him? Like he can swear or whatever? Do you like?
No, he can't swear.
No.
No, it's crazy.
That's the difference between being polite and, you know, and growing up with manners as opposed to, you know, being a fucking pussy.
Well, Bobby Kelly's kid swears his ass off, you know, okay. And, you know,
how old is Bobby's kid?
The same age. They're both 9.
Oh,
well, Max is turning 9.
Oh, yeah. Last time I was here, you were mad about Legoland all weekend.
Oh, Legoland.
You went to like some fucking.
No, the giant indoor... screws at the mall.
Yeah. Oh, I hate those fucking. It's not Legoland. It's the Nickelodeon Studios.
Oh, sorry. You went to the knockoff place.
And they fucking. Those big old screws, man. They really bug me. They could use regular size screws.
It's such a you thing to fasten, like just fixate on this fucking. Like,
you know what I'm saying? You ever been to a mall or like they use giant like a screw? If you go under the Brooklyn Bridge, don't get me going about these screws. The screws under the Brooklyn Bridge,
they're
the size of a human being.
Yeah,
they're human sized screws.
Well, it's a pretty big structure, Lewis.
Doggy, use more little screws. It's bugging me.
You think?
Oh, the size of that screwdriver they had to use.
They can't
That's
that.
What I'm saying. They got to fucking either find
thing.
Giant washers.
Yeah. There's
bonkers.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You want to look for one giant screw or a million little ones? I think you know the answer.
It's like Pee-wee's Playhouse.
It's crazy, dude.
Like you ordered it on IKEA, and you're like, where's the giant screw?
Yeah.
I lost the giant screw.
You just lost one giant screw.
That'd be so funny if IKEAs were built, the actual stores were built the way they do the instructions. Like they just mail it to some foreign doorman, and he's just like, ah, the goddamn cement mixers.
Where's our giant Allen wrench?
Yeah, but my son, he's like a good kid, and he doesn't like want to rat Max out, but I hear him all the time. Like, they'll be in the other room. He's like, Max, stop cursing. Like, my dad is going to be upset. Like, he's like trying to be a good influence.
Not
my kid's like,
he's not a rat.
He's a fucking really,
he's got a sweet nature to
he's
him.
He's a really, really good kid. Yeah. But then when they do jujitsu, James just fucking dominates.
Is he aggressive?
It's great because Max.
So it's his nature, sweet. Like
Max, a tougher kid, like a naturally tougher kid. Like if left to their own devices, and they didn't both go to jujitsu, Max would easily just bully James and just take his lunch money every day. But James has been doing jujitsu longer, and he's pretty good at it. So it's like when they go down.
So your son has the physical tools, but Bobby's son or Max has the. Rage that's needed.
He was going to have a curse about.
He's got the Mr. T kind of anger from Rocky III.
When James does jujitsu, that's when the racism comes out.
Yeah.
You fight like a chank.
So let's see. Patient dies after surgeon leaves scissors inside of him during surgery.
That's
a regular thing, right?
It's like a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll leave like gauze and stuff in them.
That's hysterical. What a dummy.
Ivan Chavez went under the knife at a Venezuelan hospital for a stomach condition.
Yeah, he's got scissors in his stomach.
Well, that's like they do this where they like, before they sew anybody up, they're supposed to be like, do we have it? It's like in prison when they work in a kitchen, they're like, do we have all the knives? Do we have all this? So that's how, before they sew anyone, it's like, how many gauze do we use? So they're supposed to like number it.
Really?
Count it.
Yeah, really?
Like, yeah, because then they have to like, before they close somebody up, they're supposed to like be like, we use 14 gauze, but there's only 13 gauze in here. We need to like look through, and then it'll be like, oh, somebody will be like, it's on the floor, hopefully, you know, like, or whatever. Like, but yeah, that's like a real, they're supposed to keep count. That's the only way they can.
I have so many, like, it's irrational fears, right? So it's like, now I have a fear if I ever got surgery, I'd be fucking like terrified that they were going to leave something inside of me. Or like if my son, we go to Six Flags this year, now I'm terrified that my son's going to fly out of a ride and fucking
that
die.
That was the fucking craziest thing ever.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And look, there's literally millions of people that take those rides every day and
are
never
fine.
An issue.
And yeah.
It's probably not going to happen, but it's
the fact that in a one in a million chance it could.
It's a whole other fucking.
The odds are way better than that.
The fear.
Plus, you know how hard it is to grab those scissors with the little tweezers around the guy's red nose light?
First of all, that was done in Nicaragua or whatever.
Easy.
You're not going to get
easy. What'd you say?
I said
Nicaragua.
No,
okay, never mind. Sorry. He'll go there.
You got a sign. You have a sign that makes that one joke.
Not when there's not.
You're
when
like, you got a fucking trash people.
I have a beautiful.
She's a talented person.
Glass.
But that is a horrible sign.
It's the N word. It's a great joke name for a comedy club.
I don't know if it is. Explain the. Yeah, it's just like helium or the funny bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The extra bone.
He's got an extra funny bone in this one.
Are you sure she didn't?
But it's a joke.
That's
like,
why black guys are so funny, with an extra funny bone.
Fast twitch funny bone.
What if that was just like the first? Remember that Amazon parody that had the seller look? Did you guys see that commercial? There was like an Amazon commercial, and they have a parody of the seller sign.
I do remember that. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's just set design she stole. Like, yeah.
I have yet to see that sign.
It's one of my favorite things that I've ever had in my entire life.
It's really, she's talented.
So was that done by a woman? Was the surgeon a woman? I'm going to say $10.
It was an OnlyFans model. She was.
Was she a woman? Funny. Here, let me just show you this part. You can share this.
Let's see.
The highlighted.
Dr. Freddy Pachanko Arenas, a medic at the hospital, announced on Twitter last week that his colleagues Gerard Nunez and Luis Gomez were released after being implicated in the man's death.
That's why the J is so important.
Yeah. Luis
Gomez. Yeah, we don't want people thinking Luis is a doctor.
Wait, Luis doesn't have his medical degree?
So it took them 4 days to realize that they left the scissor in him.
Did he have to open a package? Oh, shit.
They're not even surgical scissors. They're just
great, my medicine's here. Sweet irony.
They had to keep giving it. They gave him a whole bunch of other types of medications and treatments. Eventually, 4 days later, they gave him an X-ray, and that's when they realized that the scissors were left in his stomach.
And they couldn't get him out?
No, they did. So then they operated, but then and they took them out. But 5 days later, he died.
How do we beat
that's
this?
A lot of
have him swallow a rock,
and then paper covers the rock when it comes out.
Did you guys see?
Fuck you. Unappreciated in your time, Zach.
There was a. I guess they made like a magnetic slime. It's pretty cool.
I've seen this. Internet. This is really cool.
And it's like, fuck, it looks straight up out of, what was the...
It looks like The Blob.
No, what's the movie?
The Thing?
No, about Spider-Man's guy.
The symbiote.
No.
Venom.
Venom.
Yeah, the Venom's the symbiote.
Shut up, the symbiote, you fucking nerd. What? Nobody knows the symbiote.
That's what Venom is. He's a symbiote.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I watched the new one.
I own this. I'll bring it in for us.
You own Magnetic Slime? Yep. Shut up.
For real.
How do you own it?
It's from like
Crazy Isn't it from
Aaron.
Space?
No, the symbiote is from space. This is just a slime with magnets in it, Lois.
First of all,
space.
The symbiote is not real.
Yes, it is. No, it's not real.
It's okay. Not?
The symbiote. How do you own Magnetic Slime?
Because they sell
Crazy
it.
Aaron
She's like, it's the only
out.
Way I can come.
Wow.
That's really cool.
So the idea is they're going to eventually, they said, they're going to use it to like put it inside of somebody's body and get like loose objects out of their body. They would, with magnets, wrap it around.
Yeah, they think
metal.
It's like a medical property.
What do you mean
to
loose it? Objects? So,
now,
mean,
like, somebody... like that. If somebody has scissors inside them, then they could drop it down. Or they, let's say you swallow a screw.
Oh, okay.
Right? They could
say.
Put it down inside of you and get it and bring it back up.
Oh, no, this man swallowed a giant screw.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
I hate this guy.
Now, is it magnetic slime or is it slime with iron filling in it, and that's a magnet?
I don't know.
Oh, you're gonna get slimed.
It's pretty cool, though. I didn't know that you can just own this, because now all I want to do is play.
But
with
also,
like,
for you.
The idea of putting using something like that to put it—that's got to have like tons of toxins and shit. Like,
come home and James is just covered. That's nonsense.
What's the shit you drink where like it lights up your inside, like where they can do a scan? Like you'll drink a what?
Yeah. It's like a luminescence. It's like it's like radiation. Like, I don't know. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's like glow in the dark stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So they'll like they'll scan you and they'll be like, this is everything that's wrong.
Yeah, my daughter just had that. She had an MRI done, so she had to drink this stuff.
I heard it tastes disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah? Yeah. It's like a cement mix.
Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. Damn it. God damn it, Beatrice. Leave me alone.
Shouldn't put hot dogs up there. That's all I'm saying.
Or at least thaw them out first.
Yeah, thaw them out. Well, if you thaw them out, they don't go in bad enough. I said, listen, stay still. Stay still. This is thawing out. My hot dog is thawing out.
That's how you thaw them? Yeah. Start in the microwave.
Let's see. Man almost loses penis.
Oh, that's me.
After matted pubic hair cuts off circulation.
Oh, shit.
It's the grossest story ever.
Oh, is this like when homeless guys get one dread?
It's worse than that.
It's like a rat king.
Yeah.
Like Coolio now?
So the guy who is uncircumcised.
Oh, no.
And they label him as, quote, unkempt. The hair created a phallic asphyxiation underneath the foreskin. And
this story is brought to you by Manscaped.
Yes, yes.
Shave your balls, people, even if you're homeless.
So he's 57 years old, and he eventually went to the doctor, and it said that the hair, the clumps of hair formed kind of like a tourniquet underneath the foreskin of his penis.
Under the foreskin?
Under the foreskin.
Down by the sea.
Under the foreskin. Foreskin.
It was choking my balls.
Under the foreskin.
So he's like a problem, this guy, though. I don't know if he's
no shit. Really. Yeah.
This guy didn't have a fucking rocking 401k.
Can we see a picture of him? Do we have anything?
Okay, so they didn't, but I tried my best to find similar. It's
Do
not
you think
good.
It was like getting more bulbous from the lack of circulation? He was like, I'm fucking rocking out right now. Like,
dude, my dick rules.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, fucking finally,
yeah,
some
like
good news.
Conquering.
Yeah.
So I couldn't find pubic hair asphyxiation of the penis, but I found other asphyxiations. So here's one.
Oh
no! Oh, didn't we watch this recently? What? Please stop! I can't look at fucking.
What's
that?
I wanted to see
What's
it.
What's that white?
Shannon, shut up!
What's that white stuff on it?
So there's a ball bearing device was
no
on
shit.
It and got stuck. But this is like an easier way to look at it. If you just look at this little baby's finger. And you'll see, like,
no,
hair wrapped around.
Oh, what's
it.
His baby penis doing?
So that's just an idea of what happened.
Can you type asphyxiate baby dick and see what comes up?
No, I'm on my account. So they gave
him. Yeah, no, I get it.
They gave him medication. They cut around it, but there was obviously like damage to the penis. Once they told him that they would have to cut away some of the tissue, he left. He just like ran away and they weren't able to treat him. But he came back 2 days later. They gave him some medication, but he hasn't been like very willing to take part in the process.
Didn't we talk about a penis the other day?
And a guy ran
away. I'm sure you
and
did.
A guy
talk
ran
about
away.
Yes, yeah. That was.
Am I having deja vu right now?
No.
I know what you're talking about.
It was some other penis thing.
It was another penis thing where a guy had his dick all fucked up and he ran away.
Oh, he injected coke into the vein.
And then he was like, all right, we're going to have to cut this off. And he was like, nope. He was like, I'm out.
I agree with that. No cutting my dick off.
Yeah. Well, but
don't you want it to be fixed, though?
Don't shoot coke in your dick.
I don't know if cutting my dick off is going to fix it.
Yeah.
He actually wasn't able to pee on his own. That's how bad it got tight around his penis. He wasn't able to pee.
It's making my dick hurt right now. Please stop.
They did repair the urethra, though, so he was able to urinate again on his own before he
left. Yay. Thanks, Shannon.
The happy ending.
Yeah. All right. Big
what a treat.
All right, let's wrap this one up. Now I feel sick inside. Thank you guys very much for watching today's show. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Realized Podcast. Go buy your Skankfest tickets tomorrow. Good night.
That's all, folks.